Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hellfire and brimstone.
Roll the tape. We are rolling. That was our rolling cue, Lauren, as she grabs her White Claw. Welcome to Bells of the Brawl. We are, once again, slowly losing our minds. We just roll in just absolutely psychotic. How many weeks have we been in quarantine at this point, Lena?
Oh, it's been a long time. It's several weeks.
Several weeks.
I don't even remember.
I lost track of time and space. But once again, the person that we have been promising you, the person that you have done homework for, we have a special guest this week, and her name is Lauren Moran. Content creator, incredible artist. Just designed the new t-shirts for Brody Lee from AEW. You're gonna learn all about her, and she is the reason that we gave you some homework, so we'll get that to that a little bit later in the show. I think let's go ahead and cover some hot news, hot takes, the gossip. What's going on, Lena?
Man, the hottest thing this week, you guys, is the Becky Lynch announcement. She's pregnant.
I said, oh no, because we lost your video, and I wish that I could just see your face right now, because, that was an announcement. Was that what everybody expected? Lauren, did you expect that?
No, honestly, I did. I didn't even know that she was. I haven't really been paying attention to weekly wrestling, but I just like heard that she hadn't been really around since Mania, and people suspected like an injury or whatever. And then she posted that the photo on Twitter of the pregnancy test, and I was like, "That's weird and random." And then I don't know. It was a big surprise to me, but I felt like Asuka. I found out the same time that Asuka found out.
Right.
Yeah. I think that I've watched that clip of Asuka just losing her mind, probably five or six times already.
Same.
Just because she's just so full of emotion. But she's full of. I mean, she goes from being full of emotion for herself to being full of emotion for Becky. Because Asuka. I mean, I don't think a lot of people know that Asuka's a mother.
I didn't know that.
Asuka's a mom. I think that she. I mean, maybe it's just a shitty rumor that I've heard, but I heard that she has two kids.
Oh.
Yeah. She's actually a mother of two. From what I've heard, she's very private about her home life, I guess. I mean, she comes from Japanese wrestling, so it's kind of a different culture over there as far as like exposure, I guess, for families. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think I've read.
There's no reason.
Yeah.
There's like, I don't know. To me, there's no reason why people need to know about your family life or anything like that.
Yeah. Really quick, and Battle will be able to cut this out. Lauren, can you hold your mic a little bit closer to your mouth?
Yes. There we go.
Perfect. Yeah, because once it starts to swing, you cut out. So yeah, okay. If you can hold it closer to your mouth, that would be great.
Got it.
Perfect. Yeah, he'll be able to cut that out. Becky gets up, and you know, how many hours did we even have that they kind of forewarned us that Becky was going to make an announcement? I think it was like the same day.
Yeah, it was either the same day or the day before. Because remember, all of our group chat talking about it. Like,
yeah.
She's going to take time off.
It's funny. Yeah, I mean, I assumed that... Okay, so I've heard several different rumors. I heard that she was going to be in a Marvel movie or Marvel show. I heard that she was just taking time off because her and Seth were going to get married. Mm-hmm. Of course, I mean, if it's a female making an announcement, they're always going to do the pregnancy rumor. So somebody's like, oh, she's pregnant. She's pregnant. But she was actually pregnant.
Yeah. That didn't cross my mind, so...
No. Did not even cross my mind.
Yeah.
Not even in the slightest.
But I love...
I wonder if it crossed her mind.
Yeah, yeah, for real. I love the rawness of it. No pun intended. But the emotions, man, it was real. And all everyone backstage giving her hugs... I loved it.
Yeah,
I felt
and then
it.
Weird choice for her baby daddy and fiance to come out soon after in full gimmick, looking like his life had been ruined. What was that?
Yeah. I saw those clips. That was pretty funny.
That was a follow-up. That was a...
timing.
Yeah, right. that was a timing choice that whoever made that timing choice needs to maybe... take a vacation.
Yeah, or
exactly.
Or write everything, because that's brilliant community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One or the other. There can't be no gray area. Either it's full chaos or no chaos at all.
Right.
And I prefer as much chaos as possible.
Speaking of, let's talk about Money in the Bank. For one, let me tell you my Money in the Bank story, how I tried to start the stream for 30 minutes straight.
Oh, no.
Never got the stream to connect still haven't watched it.
Oh,
so
shoot.
I have not been able to access it at all. So
oh, no.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Do I know the outcome? Yes. Am I going to rely on people that watched it to tell me what happened? Yes. So Lauren, no. Lena, let's talk about Money in the Bank.
Man, you know, it's like what they've been doing lately with their pay-per-views. It's kind of like a cinematic pre-taped match, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, someone commented that it felt like an elongated 24/7 belt thing. Which,
yeah,
I would agree
I can
with.
See that. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
It's not a bad thing. But, you know, it had a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of comedy. There were some cameos in there. We saw Vince. Mm-hmm. We saw Stephanie.
We saw a giant T-Rex skull.
Yeah, exactly. What's up with that?
Oh,
still
my God.
Know.
That's one of my favorite parts. That's just in Vince's office. That's actually Vince's office. He just has that. Oh my God, imagine having that kind of money. Bonkers.
It was very Jurassic Park in there.
It was. And there was also, I really liked that they had some intergender stuff going on in there too.
Oh, yeah.
In that little meetup, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Shayna putting a nice lock on Rey Mysterio was pretty.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
That was.
Yeah, and obviously, considering who we have on the show today, we are very happy with the outcome.
Oh my God. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, I think awesome. that's one big thing that Lauren and I have in common is that we love Joshi wrestlers and we love Asuka and we love, you know, the Japanese wrestling culture. So I hate that maybe she didn't win it in a match, but the fact that she isn't, is she a Grand Slam champion now? Or she's held
she's
like
done,
yeah she's Grand won. Slam now.
She won it all. Every single thing.
Yeah, we love Asuka in this house. We love Asuka in this house.
I have one wrestling tattoo, and it is a tattoo of Asuka because she is my.
And that's how I knew when I met Lauren Moran that we were going to be friends for life is because she had an Asuka tattoo. But yeah, we have had several big changes recently. As we mentioned, Asuka is currently the Raw champion. We are here for it.
Heck yeah.
We live for it. Yeah. But I think that something that I am equally as excited about The Iconics are back.
Like, oh my god.
How, like, if you're gonna have something as equally as exciting as Asuka just winning the belt by default, is the Iconics coming?
Oh, yeah.
Their outfits, too, they looked so.
That's what I was gonna say. Oh, the gear.
The gear
is redonkadonk.
And I did hear that they were going through a repackage, so I don't know what that necessarily meant, but I'm glad that they... I'm always just so afraid that they're going to try and break them up and give them singles runs, and I just... I know that that's not what Peyton and Billy want. They started as a tag team, and they want to die as a tag team.
Yes, they do.
I honestly believe that I'm trying to think of no others come to my head, but they're the only true tag team in the women's division.
100%.
You know? Oh, yeah.
I can't think of everybody else. Like, yeah, Nikki and Alexa have been together for a while, but that's a hodgepodge. Even Bailey and Sasha, like, yes, they're best friends, but that was a hodgepodge.
Still a hodgepodge.
Right.
It's still a hodgepodge. But the Iconics, they are...
There's a difference between a pairing and a tag team.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, two singles wrestlers paired together is not a tag team. A tag team, people like The Ascension, people like, I mean, I would honestly, I know that Asuka and Kairi are singles wrestlers, but I feel like their history, I would marry Kabuki Warriors as a tag team.
Yeah, no. I would give them that too, but also because they had actual tag team moves. Like, they put together, they had a move set that applied to a tag team while... watching a lot of other ones, it just feels like everybody's doing single moves. Like, well, we'll do this single move and then this single move, and that'll be our finisher.
Right.
That is not a tag team. You have to have some kind of joint, joint maneuvers for sure.
I was thinking about that.
Natty and Beth Phoenix too. I would consider them
100%
their history together. Yeah. There in my I would. Uh-huh. That's. You know, this is all a matter of opinion.
We're on the same page. We're on the same page, honey. There is a difference. Once again, there is a difference between a pairing and a tag.
Yeah, especially if you have a similar look in your gear, you know? You just go together.
Like, matching gear.
That's it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Chef's kiss. If you have matching gear as a tag team, like, that is the ultimate move. I think that's the ultimate move.
Yeah, and
that's what makes you a tag team, in my opinion.
Yeah, and their match, it was almost like they haven't been gone for a while. It's like they never missed a beat, you know?
But they have. They have been gone for so long.
Oh, too long.
It's so beautiful to have Billy and Peyton back.
Amen.
I would love for this to somehow give a little bit of a revival for the women's tag team division, but we'll see.
I think it will. I think having them back is a good sign. And it seems like they're pushing, they're like doing a lot more women's stuff now that they don't have a fucking audience that's just like dead because it's the women, like just because it's a bunch of.
Start doing women's wrestling and I am all in. Like,
same.
The more women's wrestling that you put on these shows, the more that I'm going to want to watch, because half the time that's the only thing that I want to watch for is the women's matches. But when you only give me one a week, then I'm just going to not watch.
Well, yeah, that's like AEW right now. It's like. Huh. Yeah. But when you do a women's match, like, it's the most exciting match of the night. Maybe a little bit biased, but...
Almost always.
Not biased, true.
Yeah. Yes.
So, moving on to another quick announcement, a couple of announcements. I believe I was informed, guys, let me be up front once again, for like week four in a row. I have not been watching what's going on. I have been in an absolute just like hole. And I have had to kind of catch up, after everything has happened. So I've done my research, but I haven't experienced it. So there is a new pay-per-view being announced for NXT TakeOver, and they're doing In Your House. Do they have a date out for that yet? Does anybody know, or did they just announce it?
See, I don't know. I wasn't even sure what that meant, like NXT In Your House. Because I didn't watch last night, I'm sorry.
So, we have been told by our special correspondent that is on June 7th, which happens to be Lauren Moran's birthday weekend. So that will be a fun little birthday watch party.
Yeah.
Ooh. 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 The thank you to our special correspondent that we have in the field who is patching in this information to us as we speak. You guys will know her. She has been on the show before. Her name is Alex, and she's patching us. She's patching us information as we need it.
Queen of the brain, that's right.
Remember, she did want me to out her, but
that's
I did
what
it.
This is. But it's Queen of the
Ring. But yeah, what else did we have? Rhea has shown her face on NXT, I believe.
Yes.
Can anybody back up that information?
Yeah, we're gonna see Rhea versus Io Shirai next week.
Wow.
Yeah. I
am particularly, once again, another Joshi girl. I am glad that Io is back.
Yeah. No, oh my God. She's.
I want them to push Io to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Always. But also, please just bring back Black Lotus Triad. Just, if you don't know what Black Lotus Triad is, Google it. Because it's just like you have to see it. You have to see it to see the gloriousness that is Black Lotus Triad from Lucha Underground. It is Io Shirai related, and another very special guest. But it's just like the most iconic thing
that I just want it right now.
Oh, I need this real time reaction.
Oh yeah, I mean I'm like speechless.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Once again, just
oh so yes, Black Lotus, bring Black Lotus Triad, but with Asuka.
Oh my God.
Come on, it's a no-brainer.
I don't know if I can
it's
handle
a no-brainer,
it.
Dude. But yeah, I think that's it.
I was going to throw in there, because I know last week we talked about the Bella Twins' new book. They are New York Times bestsellers now.
Aww,
best-selling authors. So.
Whoop, whoop.
And you know who's a huge Bella fan?
Yes.
Lauren Miranda.
I am.
Are you Lauren? So awesome. Lauren,
I really do love the Bellas.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lauren Moran, tell us. So this is the point in the show where we talk about you.
Yeah.
And I know that this is your favorite thing to do is talk about yourself. That is total sarcasm, by the way, because she hates to talk about herself. So I'm very thankful that she has come on here. I am not going to gush too much because she hates it so much. But Lauren is a creator. She creates beautiful artwork from all different types of fandoms, but she is heavily involved in the wrestling community. One of my sweetest angel best friends, and someone who is making really great contributions. And someone who also does everything that she can to try and look like my dog. Her favorite thing to do, right, what she's doing right now, is to try and look her best to look like a pug.
Phil, I look like Phil.
Do I look like Phil?
Do I look like Phil?
Let's start that tag. Do I look like Phil?
Do I look like Phil? Let's just make this a revolution.
Yes.
So, Lauren, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that that's like a silly softball question, but tell us how you got into wrestling. What has your journey been? Who are you? What do you create? Just tell us everything. I want to know all of it.
Okay, I'll tell you some stuff. So, I grew up in upstate New York, on a hill in the woods, and my neighbors down the block when I was like 5 or 6 years old started telling me about like wrestling, and they said, there's a pay-per-view on tonight, you should watch it and then we can talk about it. And I was like, okay, I'll watch it. And it was King of the Ring 96 with that Hell in the Cell match with Undertaker and Mankind.
Oh, wow.
So that was my first experience watching wrestling. Ooh, and
that's intense.
Hell yeah.
And I also, I was very much into, like, on the weekends, my dad and I would always watch, like, Kaiju Godzilla movies and Universal Monster movies and stuff like that. So I was, like, already into, like, kind of, like, that weird shit to begin with. So wrestling just, like, oh, my God. And especially The Undertaker was, like, he was my guy. So, so I would, like, I was into wrestling until the end of middle school just because I didn't really have that many friends who were into it like I was anymore, and it was just like, I don't know, I was really, I, the women's matches were always my favorite growing up, and as they died, as like they started to get a lot like just not really wrestling
sillier
anymore. Yeah more mud matches and all that shit, I was like, I don't really want to watch this anymore, so I stopped watching wrestling until 7 years ago when I got my I went to, so art wise, I drew my whole life growing up. I don't know. I know everybody who does art says that, but it's true. I just like, I grew up drawing and my parents always encouraged it. They were always very like, yeah, do whatever you're good at this. Let's fucking encourage it. You can, we'll do it. Just do it. Just, you have fun doing it, so do it. So I went to school for it. And when I graduated, I was really lucky that I managed to get a job designing graphic t-shirts before, like 3 weeks before I graduated. So I was working my last 2 weeks of college, and then I just started working designing licensed graphic t-shirts full-time, and one of the licenses that we have is WWE, so I started to, like, I had to design WWE tees for like Walmart and Hot Topic, Target, all those fun big box stores, and you have to know what's going on in the storyline to design for, like, at the time I was doing a lot of Wyatt family stuff, and oh, God, what else was I doing? I remember a lot of Wyatt family. I think I did maybe one or two CM Punks. It was, like, right before the pipe bomb. But I just, like, remembered how much I loved wrestling and how cool it was and how I just, like, connected to all these characters. And I was seeing, like, the women were doing really cool shit now. And, like, I don't know. I got sucked right back in. And I just, I don't know. I think, like, 4 or 5 years ago is when I started making fan art and stuff like that for wrestling, because at first I was like a little embarrassed I was getting back into it again, because I was like, I'm way too into this and I shouldn't be at my age, like, this is a lot. And
I think, and then, we've all had that moment.
Yeah.
Like, should I be into this? Is this, like, socially acceptable? And then you're like, fuck, and I don't care.
Exactly. And it was, one of the big things was, I was, when I first started getting into it again, I was in a long-term relationship, and they kind of made me feel stupid for getting into wrestling again. So that's another reason why, like, I didn't make fan art. I didn't really talk about it. I would, like, secretly watch pay-per-views on, like, the bus ride home from visiting him, like, you know, just shit like that. And mm-hmm. then once, after we broke up, I, like, kind of dove headfirst into wrestling, and it helped me, like, process a lot of shit and just sort of get my mind away from whatever was making me sad at the time. So after, like, I don't know, I just sort of dove headfirst in and started making a lot more wrestling art. And I think it was after that, I don't know how soon after that was when I made the Becky piece, but it was, like, after I made that Becky piece was when I started to actually make more friends in the community and stuff like that, because I didn't even realize there was, like, a whole wrestling, like, Twitter fandom thing. Like, I don't know,
If you guys aren't familiar with what she's talking about when she says the Becky piece, there was a viral piece of artwork that she did of Becky from the iconic SmackDown episode where her nose got broken. She's got the full nosebleed. It was her Stone Cold Steve Austin moment, and Lauren actually did a really sick piece of artwork that got done with Private Hell, and they released t-shirts and released all kinds of stuff. So that was how I want to say that's how I found Lauren. Like, I knew that, you know, our mutual friend Alex, like, they knew each other, and they'll they'll tell you how they met when we all have our special roundtable discussion next week. But we and I'll tell you a little bit about that later. We'll have some special things going on. But that's how I found Lauren, is that sick artwork. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to follow this girl, whatever. And then we have mutual friends, and now we're stuck together. So forever. So not only did I find her through her artwork and through a mutual friend, I've gotten to keep her as well. So that piece of art, you've seen it. You might just not know it was her. So if you were heavy in the wrestling community, you have seen that artwork, and we'll probably get it posted up just to make sure that you have a reference. But
I feel like people have seen it whether
beautiful.
They had a choice or not. It's just been it's legitimately been insane. And even before that, I had designed, I think even when we were talking about the Asuka Nikki Cross match, that match was before that happened, and I was even saying oh, there's somebody in the front row wearing a shirt I designed. So it's not like I haven't had success designing shit for WWE and having it out there and having my stuff out in the world, because I did a New Day shirt where they were it was a parody of that Mario cover. Mario, Jesus Christ, oh my god,
Mario,
oh my god, I did it. No.
So, real quick story. I give Lauren so much shit for saying
cut
Mario.
That. Cut
because
that. Can
it's
we cut
Mario,
that?
And she just let it slip. So I don't cut that. This is a funny moment right now. Mario. Mario, Wario.
A Mario parody.
Oh my god.
But it was pixelated.
Yeah, I was about to say,
tell us
more about what this has opened up for you. Cause since even before you and I got close, I've been close with Alexis, and you collaborated with Alexis, and then you collaborated with other people, and at this point Lauren's got a lot of superstars wearing her art that she's created for him. So take us through those opportunities. How did that all come around? Tell me about your whole experience. In your brain, how it happened, how you handled it.
Well, usually I will get, I started working with Alexis after the Becky piece and after the Private Hell piece, but I did stuff for 1-2-3 Pins, and I've done some collaborations before anything really blew up. And Will's the fucking best. He's just
yeah,
one
Will's
of the best
incredible. If you so don't know who we're talking about, Will and Alexis, it's Will at 1-2-3 Pins. He makes wrestling-inspired merchandise, enamel pins, all kinds of stuff. And then Alexis, who will probably be somebody that we have on the show, she also makes wrestling merchandise. She's at Young Littlefoot. So all people, and Alexis is a big reason why we all know each other. She started this platform, and we all kind of have met since then. So we'll definitely have her on. But the fact that the best thing is that people that we've all met are people that we're starting to work with and collaborate and create with.
Mm-hmm.
So these particular stories, I think even more than the WWE superstars, are even greater. Of people in the community collaborating, and it gets to the superstars. So I want you to actually tell me about the Revival and Sasha Banks and Bayley and the whole She-Vival thing, because I want you to actually tell me that story, because I've never heard it.
Okay, hold on. I need to look at my timeline on my Instagram real quick, because I can't remember. I feel like I might have done the She-Vival thing before the Becky thing, but I can't remember. No, maybe not. Maybe not. But like I said, Will and I had done stuff together before, and I don't think it was. But we had done the Not Like Most Girls shirt together before. And I did his WrestleMania 25 Undertaker Shawn Michaels design, too. So he had come up with... Usually what happens with these is people have an idea. The designers will have an idea. and they'll come to me saying I would like you to execute it. So they come to me because they want my style or the way that I draw stuff for their particular idea, and then I execute it for them. Like, usually I'll sketch up a couple things and send it over, but the but the SheVibal thing will just send me over the idea. I sketched it up, showed it to him, we did some like different plays with the font and stuff like that, and once it went through, I don't think he was printing, I think they were coming out after Mania, or they were supposed to come out after Mania, and he had gotten them because the Revival saw them and Sasha and Bailey saw them online, and they were just like, how do we get one of these? We need one, we want to wear them at Mania. So Will found a fucking, he did, this is all like all his effort. I just made the fucking art. I took his idea and I made his idea a reality. He is the one who busted his ass to fucking, like, oh my god, he found a 24-hour printer in Manhattan, got like two fucking t-shirts printed of this awesome fucking design that we collaborated on, got them into the hands of the Revival, and then they fucking wore them.
That's awesome.
I remember that, because that was what Mania was that?
That was Mania 33. That was the New York one. That was the one that we fucking met at.
Wait, really?
Yes.
I feel like it was earlier than that.
No, it was the first fucking WrestleMania I ever went to.
I didn't know that. So
yeah, isn't that
that's
crazy?
So funny.
I've
that
never
you
actually
say that
like talked about this out loud. I feel like I'm getting emotional because it's like crazy that it actually fucking happened.
So that's you so want to know something even crazier? Is that on the episode that Alex was on, me and Alex had the same like weird first time Mania moments. It's like we both had Orlando as our first Mania. Like, mm-hmm. We've had like significant Mania moments together. So like the fact that I didn't know that, and that like we met during that experience, and that's all. I love that.
I know. Yeah, that was like, that weekend was fucking God.
So that weekend, me and Lauren really bonded at the Effie versus Casanova Valentine death match.
Oh, I love Effie.
We were so scared the whole time.
Me and Lauren don't like death matches. So while everyone else was watching, me and Lauren were hanging out in the background, crying
screaming.
And screaming.
Oh, no.
literally cowering on the like cowering in the corner.
Oh. And we've been best friends ever since.
I love
it's like we've really been best friends ever since. So that's such a significant Mania for absolutely such a significant Mania. So like, tell us about what else has opened up for you. You've done, I mean, you've only gotten bigger since then. So what's going on? Tell us what good things have happened to you.
Oh, geez. I don't know if I've gotten bigger. I've just, like, it just feels like, I feel like nothing is ever going to go beyond that Becky thing, because that was just, like, unbelievable. That's just that's not even mine anymore.
She's making merch for AEW, and she's like, I can't get any bigger. She's making merch for AEW. She's on an AEW Tron video.
Heck yeah.
Like, I'm clapping as I say this. She is, her art is on AEW for Brody Lee every week.
Is, yeah. And the
she's
shirt
like,
is
I'm
awesome.
Not gonna get any bigger than the Becky shirt.
Well, no,
see,
it's
here's
not,
the thing about Lauren Rand is that she is the most humble person you will ever speak to. She does not want to own up to her accomplishments, but I make her do it all the time.
Do I look like Phil?
Do I look like Phil? So,
I love it.
Okay, so let's just go ahead and just go straight into Brody Lee. What all have you done for Brody Lee? How did that come about?
Yes.
I know the story, but tell the people.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I, let me think. I feel like I've done what else have I done that led up to
Don't
that?
Make me, don't make me tell it for you.
Don't, yeah.
I got the absolute privilege to experience everything. It was just like, but like, okay, yeah, I did two shirts. Okay, yeah, no, that's on his screen. Like, It was the coolest thing to be able to watch her, like, experience those moments. But yeah, no, you, okay, so you collaborated with Alexis at Alexis Littlefoot. You guys did the New Day shirt. Obviously, that's where you got connected with Biggie. Our good friend Emilio.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Over at Rassle Rappin, who also works for WWE now. This has all been brewing. I mean, it's just proof of your hard work.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's how, because I guess Brody was looking for somebody to do some designs for him, and he asked Emilio and Biggie, and they both suggested me because they know that I work quick and I am sufficient and I get the job done.
She is more than sufficient. She's more than sufficient.
Yeah.
Well, I've been, like I said, I've been, like, designing graphic t-shirts is my legitimate, like, that is my actual, like, I've been doing it for 7 years now, and I, like, it's easy, when people tell me their idea, as long as people have a concise idea and they know what they want, I can get it fucking done for them, easy peasy. So he reached out to me, like, pitched me his idea, I sent him a couple sketches that day, he picked the one that he liked the most, and then we just fucking ran with it, and now that you can buy the shirts on the AEW website.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's so awesome. It's a great design. And I have, you know, not that I'm biased, I think it's one of the top best ones on there.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It's really, I really like doing that one because I love to draw skulls a lot. And I don't usually do my own typography, but I did his name myself because it felt like something like it was a style that I knew I could accomplish myself. And I also really like drawing hair, so drawing like a big fucking bushy beard was just like that shit's
the eyeball shirt though. The eyeball shirt is like
that. Did that come out yet?
I don't think so. But that's like, yeah, no, that's a
that one's my favorite too. I don't think it's come out, not that I've seen, but when that one does come out, I'm excited for that one. That's the
so
one
y'all
that I'm like,
y'all heard a little sneak peek here. There will be another shirt, hopefully, maybe.
As far as I know,
with an even more kick-ass design.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will not be the last one she does for other people. but the thing that I really like again is pulling it back to you creating with other people in the community. So. Are there any people that you, like, would love to collaborate with one day that are on your wish list? Who are you, like, who do you see yourself working the best with?
Honestly, I feel like it would be really fucking fun to do one of those nerds jackets. Those, like, it's not necessarily, like, because I would...
That Pentagon Junior jacket was... Ooh...
I know.
I'm so sad I missed out on that. That one in the Marty Skrull jacket with the cheetah print sleeves. Yep. Man, Nerds is doing it right. Like, they're really...
I agree.
They're top tier.
They would be fun to work with. I mean,
who would you do a jacket for?
Ooh, yeah.
Don't make me fucking answer that question.
If you could do a jacket for anybody, who would it be? Okay, of course. Like,
awesome.
I figured it would be Asuka.
Yeah.
I was about to say, like, Asuka, obviously, or Shinsuke.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Shinsuke.
Oh, my God, yeah, Shinsuke is...
Lena loves Shinsuke.
I love Shinsuke! And
he is
when...
the other person I would get tattooed on me, and I probably will.
When WWE came to Nashville last year, I want to say that... Was that, like, July... Kayla,
I don't remember.
June or July, I don't know. But I think we had Shinsuke's number one fan right behind us, I have to say, because that dude, when he was wrestling, it was the whole time, Shinsuke! And
It was
awesome. And 100%. I support
Lauren,
this. You know?
Lauren stands very hard. So, I mean, she's done, and the great thing about when Lauren stands someone, she does art of them. So, she's done some great art of a lot of different wrestlers. You can get her art on so many different things, on Redbubble, shirts, pillows. She does all kinds of fandoms.
Shower curtains!
Woo! Oh my god. I want some. She did some really cute Baby Yoda art, and that's what I want. I think one of our friends got it on a pillow, and it turned out.
Nick got it on a pillow. Mwah. Yeah. It does the Redbubble stuff. Every time people show me photos of it, it looks so nice. I'm so excited that the Redbubble stuff is a good quality.
Yeah, so other than other creators that you want to collab with, like, is there anything that we should know that's coming up for you project-wise? Is there anything that you can give us? Or are you just...
Well, I have... I don't know how much I can say about what I do upcoming up, but I do know that my friend Scarlett Harris is putting out a book that I'm doing the cover for, and she started posting little previews for... Let me find her at real quick so I can get it right. But she's posting little snippets on her Instagram with like what the cover is going to be like. So it's a slow cover reveal.
Fun.
And she is, yes, yeah, Scarlett Harris on Twitter with an E at the end of Scarlett. ScarlettHarris. So.
And what's the book about?
The book is about women's wrestling. It's a history of women's wrestling.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Follow.
I mean, come on, auto-purchase.
Auto-purchase.
Yeah, it's going to be, and she's good at her shit, so.
Well, so are you. So, obviously, the art will match. So,
You know what we need to discuss as well?
Oh, the match.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting the there. Match. I'm just getting all of the Lauren Moran information out before we move on to this incredible match. So, anything else you can divulge?
I can't know.
No. She's probably got some secrets.
I always have secrets.
We love secrets.
Yes. I always keep secrets, but I don't know. I have nothing. I just don't like talking about myself.
She really doesn't. I didn't have to force her necessarily to do this podcast, but I knew I was going to have to force her to talk about herself. And then if I had to, I would talk about her for her.
Yeah.
Go on about Bat Out of Hell for the next 15 minutes. I fucking got you. But when it's like, tell me all your hopes and dreams.
Mm-mm. You know, like, so my brother, my younger brother, he's a graphic designer. He's an artist. My mom's an artist. I am not. So I can't wait for him to listen to this episode because I think, you know, I mean, I feel like a little connection to you just because I know how the artist brain works, you know? Right brain, my mom always says.
Yep.
The right brain
Our
people.
Our brains can be fucking hell sometimes.
So, yeah, I mean, this has been a lot of fun, and I can't wait for them to listen to the episode.
I'm so glad. That's awesome. That is awesome. Good. I'm excited, too. I hope they like it, and they don't think I'm a total fucking maniac.
No. She is
a maniac, though, because I have sang karaoke with this woman. She is a maniac.
I want to do that sometime.
Oh, man, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful experience. I can show you video. So let's go ahead and move on to the homework that Lauren Moran gave us.
I want to go get one of those. I'll be right back. Hold on. Keep talking. I'll be right back.
I think she's going to go refill herself on a beverage. So we gave you guys some homework. What is that now? Was that last week or was that 2 weeks ago? I have no concept of time once again.
Right. I think it was last week.
It was last week. The week before is when you picked up for me.
Yes,
I remember. So last week we gave you guys some homework to go and watch the match that Miss Lauren Moran chose. That was Asuka versus Nikki Cross in the Last Woman Standing match from June 28th, 2017. Can you believe that that was in 2017?
I can't believe that. I mean, and what a great match it was. I can't believe this hasn't been on my radar, and I'm very thankful to Lauren for suggesting this.
I was watching around then, so I think that I may have experienced this match, but I haven't revisited that particular match since. So it was not a match that I didn't expect Lauren to choose. But I had almost forgotten about this match. So watching it back, the number one note that I have is this. This is like truly chaotic neutral versus chaotic neutral.
Yes.
Asuka and Nikki are both such chaotic people, but they have no allegiance to anybody but like what's in their own bubble. So like Nikki has Alexa right now, Asuka has Kyrie, but like if they didn't have those people in those bubbles, like they're gonna do whatever they want at all times and they're out of their minds. And it's just the most true, that was the like number one description I had for this match, is like chaotic neutral versus chaotic neutral.
I love it.
And that's exactly how to describe it, is that it was just like so calculated, but so out of control at the same time. That's the only way that I can describe it.
I mean, they're pulling chairs out within the 5-minute mark. Like, they had their time. They were like, we have this amount of time, and we are going to put on a fucking show for these people.
We're going to start it at about 50 out of 100.
Right.
Yeah.
We're already halfway there. So 50 up until, like, the last 15 seconds, and then they just go full blast. Or 15 minutes.
It's so, God, they truly beat the shit out of each other.
They really did.
Like, that was, they had to have had a, like, major discussion before this match. Is like, we're both going to just let go.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it.
Let go.
I would even fucking say that at the time, like, since then there's been way more, there have been like super violent women's matches in the WWE, but at the time that was probably one of the most violent things they allowed their women to do. Like,
yeah,
so why, yeah, so why this match,
like,
us,
that,
like, why this match
mainly for that, because, well, all the reasons that I've listed so far, like, they were too, Asuka is my favorite, but Nikki Cross especially then was like, I just love her wrestling style. I love her character. She's just a fucking chaotic neutral. And the two of them clashing together and just not holding back, beating the shit out of each other, like taking these absolutely insane bumps and then just going on again. And just that final fucking spot where Asuka drops Nikki from the top of the fucking ladder.
Ooh, that,
yeah, man. That hurt me.
That's when you, when your shoulders tighten up and your just whole body seizes when somebody hits a spot, like, I definitely think that a match like this opens the door for women to have more matches like this.
Yes.
So the fact that, like, we have had matches like that is, like, where they just, like, are completely, they let go. They let go and they hit all of the spots that they want to hit and that they know are going to go over with the crowd, and they put 150% into it.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And you can tell that, like, that's probably one of the greatest matches of Asuka's career, and she probably thinks that. It's not that we think that as fans. Uh-huh. Like, you can tell that that's a match that tested Asuka more than any other match that she's had.
Yep.
And it was just, oh man, you could tell that that's like, that was almost like a turning point in her career, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that, I love it when they get those true tests. Like, who well, can they, really go up like, against yeah. people like Asuka and Charlotte, and it's people like Nikki Cross who don't hold back, and they just get in there and they do what they need to do to win. Because she has no reservations.
No,
she's out of her mind.
And they're both so confident in their characters, and they're so confident in their skill sets and their moves. They're both, oh my god. Just,
Plus, you know, like, for me, and since I didn't see it happen live, like, just going back to see the background of these women and how far that they've come, you know, I mean, they're just, like, killing it in every aspect. Like, it just makes me respect them that much more. And I know I've said this before, like, when we interviewed Charlotte Flair and asked her who, you know, she thought was one of the up-and-comers, she said Nikki Cross, which I've been familiar with Nikki, like, right before she joined got on to Raw after NXT. But, like, seeing this match, I was like, man. I mean, both these women and Nikki, I mean, just, like, killing it. Yep. Like, wow.
Nikki could be... She could have easy singles runs. Uh-huh. I think that...
She should have a singles
run.
I don't like that she's with Alexa right now.
Agreed.
I have never been a fan of what they've been doing with her and Alexa. I don't think that it's ever made sense to me. It's just like you said earlier, it's a hodgepodge.
Right.
So I just feel like it doesn't have really any rhyme or reason to it. And I think that Nikki would just be so much better as that chaotic champion.
I agree. I think Alexa Bliss dims her star a lot, and it's
100%. 100%. Crazy it's, Nikki. I mean, I think that they're probably pulling her back just so she'll be able to snap and have that snap moment and go back to crazy Nikki.
That's
the day
what I'm
that
hoping
she,
for.
Yeah, I mean, I think that
I'm
that will
that.
Be, yeah, 100%. Because, like, I mean, Alexa Bliss is okay, but I really, really like Nikki Cross.
Yeah.
And I think that this is such a weird time in her career right now, and I'm glad that they're giving them... You know, they've had time with belts, but I don't know. Nikki's such a character, and I feel like
she
doesn't do well with others. Like, Nikki doesn't play well with others.
Exactly.
Who is she right now?
Especially, you know, with her theme music that has her screaming and stuff. And
it's so good.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And then, like, that stint she did where she was posting those weird videos on Instagram of, like, taking somebody hostage.
Yes.
I'm into it. Like, come on.
My favorite part of that match, though, was the... You know that Asuka's kicks are ruthless, but until you hear them up against a trash can over Nikki's head, like, you realize the force that she actually puts into those kicks.
Oh, yeah.
And it just makes you appreciate that move. And
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Her kicks so much because you could just hear just bang, bang, bang every time she would kick Nikki.
Yep.
It was just like, oh man. It was two very intense people in a very intense match. And an amazing choice, Lauren.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's
thank
my
you for choosing that.
It's always, that's like my, that's in my top five favorite matches of all time. I think
give us a couple more. I think that, you know, obviously we're probably going to go ahead and wrap it up, so I actually want you to leave us with a couple of your top female wrestling. Here's what I want your top couple of female wrestling matches that you can think of, and I want who you are currently watching and obsessed with right now.
Okay. So that's definitely one of them. I think I'm gonna stick with mainly current ones just because those are at the top of my noodle right now. Except
that's
for
fun.
Sans obviously Trish versus Lita and the Raw main event, because
duh.
As a kid,
you can
that
give
was
me,
like
you can
that
give me trending. You don't have to give me all time top. You can give me trending top.
Just ones that like stick up. stick out at the top of my head. So those two matches, Charlotte versus Asuka at WrestleMania. They're,
of course,
as much as like I fucking hate that she that the streak ended, but that match was like
I was crying in the stands at that one.
It was fucking yeah. Honestly, the first Women's Royal Rumble, if we want to consider that a match, that was
100%.
That was very, and also because I was fucking like I was there, which was also a very like, oh god, it was great. It was fucking great. I wish I could fucking. I'm trying to think of what my favorite women's Hell in a Cell match was. Oh god, you know what? That fucking EO versus
You say the F word so much.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
No, it's fun. No, it's just funny because like it's this ongoing thing where like I try to be for the kids on the show with the other people and I like make that comment. I'm like, dang guys, I'm sorry. I really don't want to cuss a lot. And Lauren comes out here guns blazing and she's like F. And I'm like, yes. She doesn't care.
I
should not care either. So y'all gonna hear me say the F word all the time now because Lauren Moran does it.
Yes.
It's bad because the reason I say the F word so much is because my mom says the F word all the time. So I just like
the most,
and it's funny because she says it and she's like the most wholesome human being. Just F word just pouring out of her mouth and it's like you, it doesn't match. It doesn't match. Once, if you ever meet Lauren in person, it just sailor mouth. Incredibly adorable everything else.
I truly, oh my god, I do love a sailor's mouth. I talk
Me
like
too.
A monster.
Oh man.
I talk like a monster.
You're my favorite monster though.
Thanks. You're my favorite monster.
So yeah, good choice. I'm very thankful of you choosing that match. So Lauren, who are you obsessed with right now?
Who am I? I mean, it's not wrestling, but I'm really obsessed with Hayley Williams right now. But
name like one women's wrestler that you're obsessed with right now, anybody that's currently actively wrestling, and then like yeah, whatever else you're into, who cares?
Io Shirai, I think, is my number one obsession right now. Asuka is, we've talked about Asuka so much. Asuka's obviously always on the list, but right now, Io is fucking doing it for me.
Are there any indie girls that you can think of? Who's your favorite indie girl who hasn't quite made it yet?
Oh my god, I mean, I love Candy. Love Candy Lee.
I want to have Candy Lee on here so bad. Hopefully I can I would love to have Candy Lee on here.
I really love Soo Young. She's also like she has my heart in so many She's spooky. And I guess she's not Impact, so she is signed, but she's not WWE signed. But and also Alley Cat, who the fuck doesn't love?
Of course.
Who doesn't love? Of course.
Meow.
Oh man. Oh, I was gonna say Shotzi, but Shotzi is also on NXT.
Shotzi is, in my opinion, the current single greatest wrestler of all time.
I agree.
Yeah,
every day I get more and more obsessed with Shotzi Blackheart. So, no.
Agreed. I agree. Yeah.
Just incredible. So, yeah, no, I agree.
Top tier.
Candy, I gotta get Candy. We gotta get Candy on here.
She's wonderful. She's a fucking doll Candy, and a half.
Yeah. Candy is amazing. So, Lauren, is there anything else that you want to give us? Any upcoming things that we should be looking out for? Anything that you want us to take a look at? This is your moment to drop your socials and say whatever you want. Yeah.
Well.
Talk about how much you love Waluigi.
I love First of all, support Waluigi always. Waluigi number one. Always. Yeah, hell yeah. Always support
Waluigi girls for life.
I'm here for it.
Waluigi girls for life. If you don't follow Waluigi, you don't follow me. And that's a fact. Number two, if you want to follow me on social media, it's my name on the things. LauRenMoran. Lauren Moran. That's me. On Instagram, on Twitter. My website is artoflaurenmoran.com. If you want to look at that, you can email me if you want some. Want me to draw you something. I prefer email over DMs if you want to work together.
Does that mean I have to email you?
No, you can text me.
Yeah. You can text. I can Skype call you, bitch.
You can Skype call me. You can Marco Polo me. Yeah. What else? What else? Stream pedals for armor on whatever you listen to.
It's pretty sweet. It's so good. It's the summer jam, y'all.
It's gonna be the only thing I listen to for the rest of my life. I've already bought two different vinyl versions of it because I'm crazy.
it's beautiful.
I'm still waiting to run into her sometime.
I have only ran into her once at my old job. The glories of working in Nordstrom.
That's right. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
She is so tiny and so nice.
I just want to hold her in my hands and give her a gentle kiss on the cheek. What else do I have? That's it. You can follow me on stuff. Maybe I'll post art.
Eventually, she will be back up and running at conventions. She has a beautiful booth at conventions. Do her tour around the world when that world opens back up.
Up and down the East Coast, and whatever conventions will just have me.
Yeah. So,
we'll definitely have you here.
Yeah. Oh, please. Yeah, no. You know that I'm already working on that. Don't worry about it.
Yep.
Yeah, so Lauren, thank you for coming on and sharing this time with us.
It's amazing to be here.
We are excited to announce that next week we will have both Lauren and Alex for a roundtable discussion.
I can't wait.
Mine is Waluigi glasses.
and the best thing is that I'm going to do my best. And please, guys, if you listen to this and you come to this, please bear with any kind of like technical difficulties that I have. I'm going to do my best to stream the roundtable. So next Thursday, probably around 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will be on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheSheNom. Lauren will be in her Waluigi sunglasses.
Yes. We should do a theme of some sort.
Yeah, miss that.
We could do a theme.
I will be there existing. Alex, Queen of the Ring, will be there also existing in all of her internet glory because she is the internet.
Yes, she is.
And then Lana will be there with Finbay Nakamura probably barking in the background.
That's
so
right.
We
Special
will
guest.
Post this all over the socials.
You will be able to see
our faces in real time. You can come and hang out with us, ask us questions. We will probably hang out for like, I don't know, ladies, what do you think? Like an hour?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
We can.
What else are we fucking doing?
Yeah, like what else are we doing? So we'll
hanging
be
out
on Twitch next Thursday around 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will post the official, I guess, time once I can figure. We can figure life out, but I'm gonna say Thursday at 6 is a pretty good time. So come and hang out with us, be able to ask these wonderful ladies whatever questions about wrestling that you want to ask them. We are going to chill.
I'm only answering questions about Bad Outta Hell.
Yes. This is no longer a wrestling podcast. This is Lauren Moran's Broadway Bad Out of Hell obsession. But the trade-off is that if we're going to do that, then you have to do a full rendition of Bad Out of Hell live on my Twitch
Like, that's an issue.
So if that's what you want to do, then we're gonna have Lauren Moran singing Meatloaf on my Twitch.
Let's go.
Oh yes.
This is the content.
A synopsis of our quarantine, our whole quarantine. So yeah, so that date will be next Thursday, the 21st of May, 2020. I can't believe May is almost over. We will be, I don't even want to talk about it. We will be live on Twitch, all four of us, myself, Lena, Alex, Queen of the Ring, and Lauren Moran will all be hanging out on Twitch. So you guys can come and hang out with us. We can talk about wrestling. We can talk about whatever, as long as it's very, very fun and nice and cool things.
Yay.
I'm come give me your jab of the hood
some White Claw. What'd you say?
I want to hear your Jabba the Hutt opinions. I want to hear your General Grievous opinions.
I thought you said something about jalapenos.
No, I talk said about Jabba that, baby. The Hutt.
I said Jabba the Hutt.
Yes, we can. If we want to veer off, we can talk about Star Wars. We will have at least worth of content of an actual wrestling podcast.
Yeah.
Anything after that is fair game.
No, Battle's gonna be like, what have y'all done?
He's thankful.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, we will at least talk about wrestling for an hour.
I like it. Sounds good to me.
Lauren, you have already dropped your socials, so we can go ahead. Unless Lena has any last minute gossip to drop, we can drop our socials and we will let everybody go rest their little heads.
Dude, you know, I usually do have the hottest gossip, but I don't really. We touched everything.
I feel like all the gossip was right up the headline news this week. So.
Yes, yeah.
Well, hot gossip, baby.
Okay.
Go ahead and drop the socials, and I suppose that we can sign off.
Yeah, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at Lena Del Beer, and same on Twitter, at Lena Del Beer. I'm trying to get good at tweeting. Y'all might need to help me.
She's not trying.
I'm not trying at all. I know. I feel like I need someone to shoot me a question so I can be like, yeah. Yeah, that's what I think about.
Just jump in, join in the conversation. I mean, I haven't been tweeting that much at all either. So
you know, I almost tweeted today. I'm going to tell you what it was because I didn't do it, but maybe I should have, and y'all can tell me. At what point when you're making kimchi does it start to smell good?
Not at any point. That's the point, is it shouldn't smell good. That's how you know you're doing it right.
That's right. Exactly. I think you're right.
That's how you know you're doing it right.
Well, Kayla, where can we find you?
I am, of course, in my wonky username land. On Instagram, I am the.shenom, S-H-E-N-O-M, like the phenom, but she, because I'm a lady. 32-year-old lady.
Like a lady.
On Twitter, I am just the Shenom. On Twitch, I am also the Shenom. That's where you can catch the live podcast next week. And that's it, I think. I just can't change the period in the Instagram. It's going to haunt me forever.
No, that's okay.
You know,
that's what we like about you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.
We are thankful and honored that you joined us.
Thanks for having me.
The exciting thing is that she'll be back next week. So.
Yeah, that get rid of me, baby. Let's go.
And you guys will get to experience all four of us on video, which will undoubtedly be more comical than anything else that you could ever be doing on Thursday night.
If you thought that Asuka Nikki Cross match was chaotic neutral, just you wait.
Wait, baby.
Oh, I consider myself like more of a like lawful neutral.
I'm chaos.
No, I'm kidding. I am too.
Maybe chaotic good. I'd like to think of myself as chaotic good.
Yeah.
But
we always have good intentions, but we're just all over the place.
Yeah. Well, this is fun, guys.
And all right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we will be back again next week with a ladies' round table.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Battleground Podcast. Make sure you give it 5 stars and a nice review. To stay up to date with the show, follow them at Battleground Podcast on Instagram.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.